Cell phone's off.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's that? Okay. Chapter 18.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do with him, Dad? He can't sing. He can't trip the light fantastic. He can't even shake his booty. Don't worry about it, Mike. My dad was sure a condescending prick sometimes. I already know what I'm going to do with him. Did you expect less from the man who gave you the Museum of Misery and Hysteria? I'm going to have him eviscerated and served up as matzo ball soup. It will be a fine addition to the museum's misery menu. Dad sure was a brazen and seamy, as well as condescending. Little prick. Carla was more of a condescending little cunt. There's no denying the dad influence there. Let's go pry him open now, Dad said, sensing fear. Just think, we could pry him open, eviscerating him. Open the museum and hand out free entrails of jackass to everyone. Even Carly thought that was extreme. He was a disagreeable maggot. Let's make him a dead disagreeable maggot. I was my dad's son and my sister's something. Dad yawned. Wait until I tell your dead uncle's Basil's will all about this. I've been throwing salad at it, but tonight I'm setting on fire and putting it out with entrails by Tom. Mr. Conway! The sound was coming from the museum's front door. Mr. Conway, I'm Stanley. Mundane and boring Stanley. Stanley was not only mundane and boring, he was exceedingly trite and annoying. I looked at my dad like, get rid of this jackass. Dad looked at Carly like, Carly, get rid of this asshole. Carly looked at me like, why are you staring like that? Three of us were incoherent and useless, but at least our Porsches were all being polished by a soon-to-be eviscerated knighted cowboy. Will turned and ran at Stanley like he was a human popsicle with head bites. What the fuck? I was looking at an enormous coffin that stood there where Stanley once stood. It was red, had red letters that said, fuck you idiots. Fuck you idiots. Bastard Stanley. It was Stanley and his type that made me pour coffee down my gullet like I was Arnold Schwarzenegger opening his wallet for Paola. Who sent this shit? I don't know. Dad somehow knew the appropriate response. His usual automated response was, who the fuck cares? You gotta hand it to Dad. The walking sack of shit could throw you a curveball every once in a while. Anyone who opened a museum of misery and hysteria, on Fear Street no less, and moves his family into the basement, has got serious brass balls. It was a concept I've contemplated too many times, clanking Dad's brass balls like those clickety-clackety desk things from the 70s. He pulled the coffin in the museum, and we opened it. It was full of corrugated paper llamas. I don't get it. Carly was dumber than a lab rat. I thought it would be something cool. I didn't think it would be a bunch of corrugated llamas. That's fucked up. Usually I'd say, shut the fuck up, Carly. Dad was insisting on being profound, but I would have been leaving off, you stupid cunt. He said this, and I thought even a paper llama would have started laughing. We all continued breathing. I was going to ask Dad where being
Yeah.
I was going to ask Dad where he borrowed the brass to talk like that, but hey, every dad knows they can beat down their kids whenever and however they want. So I listened up. Seriously, maybe this was a casket for a ferocious man-eating styptic pencil. Or it might hold cold goo and human feces, dad's favorite. Or it could hold more purple charcoals, asbestos, and baby seals. Dad turned and kicked me in the balls. Everything went white. What is this? He was such a fucked-up cynic that he didn't know he was holding an envelope. Fan mail from some fuckhead? It's an envelope. I was seeing white, but I knew that that was Carly, and I also knew that those were her last words and testaments. But before Dad could kill Carly, or pummel her into compliance, a strange thing occurred. Nothing. Well, at least none of the old ultra-violence. It's a note from your dead Uncle Basil's will, Dad said solemnly. What? Carly and I had never learned when to shut up. His freaking will is sending us notes. What next? It's gonna make our dentist appointments? I saw Dad raise his hand, but this time to the heavens, asking for help. What does it say? Carly asked. I grabbed the envelope from Dad and opened it, and fuck me if I didn't get away with it. It says, Dear Barnaby Jones, Mannix, and Cohex, I hope you're all still on television as the Spanish Armada is no longer up to its old tricks. I don't know if you all know this, but my nephew and his family are the biggest jackasses this side of Manimal. I'm not shitting you. Are you fucking listening? Man, Uncle Basil's will was out of hand. What are you reading and what are you thinking? Carly said. He's saying Dad was rugged when he wasn't thinking, or blitzed. It's when he started thinking that things get, well, salty. I think he's saying that Sir Thomas was part of the Spanish Armada. Maybe he's really Sir Tomas, or Sir Edmund Hillary, or C. Everett Koop. But how is any of this relevant to your dead Uncle Basil's will? Gah! I was somnambulant, bordering on coffee. Yes, Dad agreed. With what I do not know. For fuck's sake! What's... Gah! Carly asked. Wait, there's some post-date. Mike, there's a special prize in the coffin. Why don't you hop in? Carly tried to push me in. More cold goo magics? No. Everyone fell asleep from lack of coffee. It was bad timing and totally inappropriate. When we woke up, the coffin was gone. All that was left was a package. A bland, boring-ass package. It had apparently been propelled in the museum by accordion-playing marmots. With a heart full of latent dumbness, I wrestled with the package, trying to get it open, but this package was tough. It had me in a chokehold before I could say, what the FedEx is up going on? What was... That is a package from hell. I maneuvered out of its evil chokehold and slammed the package to linoleum, smashing the tiny Dalai Lamas, and amidst the Dalai Lama was a t-shirt. I picked it up. It was yellow with blue words on it. My uncle died, and all I got from his will was a coffin filled with corrugated llamas and a fucking t-shirt.
Okay.
Oh, man.